Show yourself!
I'm afraid that would be dishonest of me, eh?
Where are you?
Coming closer.
These tactics will not work. I am Titan! I do not yield to fear.
I've never tasted Titan blood before.
Stop skulking and face me!
Sure.
Again, that animal roar.
Something approaches, Your Highness.
That noise. It's coming from all around!
Prepare to fight! Fight for your lives!
I must have trust in you, my love. My Rubati. Here.
Thank you, Demetra. Thank you so much.
No! I recognize you. I will reclaim the Lucent out of your demon hands.
I bid you farewell, goblin!
Sister, what is wrong?
Violation. And because of it, I have lost a part of myself.
Only a coward would conceal himself. An honorable foe would allow me to see him coming. My sword is not as tasty as my flesh, is it? Unholy, unseen thing, is it? Stand still, unseen thing! Let me bite back!
Your Majesty, stay on your mount.
I am not your Majesty in this situation. I am a fellow warrior fighting by your side.
But our orders were clear, Your Highness.
Stop calling me that. I am Hastra of the Lorenzen Plains. I yield to no one, man, beast, or monster. Come, you undead travesties! Let my sword send you back to hell!
I am not a travesty and very much alive, Your Highness. And maybe it is my sword that will send you...
This is going wonderfully.
Will they kill each other?
I hope so. But they do seem to be evenly matched. But it is not Garou I am counting on to get me the Titan's Lucent. You are.
I do not understand, Mistress.
It is why I made you out of sand, my dear. You are not just a single being. You are thousands upon thousands of grains of sentience that you can manipulate in any number of combinations. Focus on the Titan, my darling little minion. Extend yourself. Reach out. I want you to sneak up to your prey.
There's no dishonor in giving up, Titan.
Maybe for you, unseen beast. You felt that, didn't you? How about that? Your blood does not seem to be as unseen as you are, does it, monster? You call that a bite? Are you a beast or a babe?
What a good servitor you are. Did you find what I needed?
Is that it? You retreat? I have not even been winded.
Is this what you asked, mistress?
Run. Run to your mother, whelp. Tell her a true titan has bested you.
Yes.
You fight well.
And you don't fight well enough. I do not know why you choose to plague me, goblin, but now is not the time.
You will forgive me if I do not agree.
Why are you vexing me? Do you not know I stand with the goblins?
Consider me more of a free agent than one affiliated to my race.
What do you even want?
What I want is confidential.
I must say, you got to your feet most impressively.
When you are my size, oh queen, you learn to move yourself from the ground quickly, or else, well, your opponent may remove your head.
This is taking too long. My troops need me. Tell me what you want. I will give it to you.
I need.
She is here. She called herself Kasana. She looked into my mind.
Is she home?
I do not know. You asked me to take you, so I did without hesitation.
Then let us knock and...
My lady, I felt a disturbance and feared the worst, but... You are with someone. Oh. My lady Matthias. This is an honor.
How does she know I'm here?
I have learned that this woman's powers are many and strong, sister.
Please come in. The worst has happened, has it not?
We are not sure.
You may not be my sister, but I am. Some demon tore into my emotions and stole...
A lucent. Oh, my ladies, come. Come inside and tell me everything.
What? You intrigue me, goblin. Your skill at swordplay is obviously great, yet you are holding back. Or are you hesitating? Why do you hesitate, goblin?
This is not over. Oh, queen.
I suspect it is not. I think it is best you leave. My soldiers will not show you mercy. Whereas you should tell everyone who sent you that this realm will not be taken from the people by assassins. Now go!
If I could just retrieve my sword...
Go!
And that is all I remember.
Oh, Oh, my ladies. Oh, this is not good. This is not good at all. You still have your portion of the Lucent, Lady Medeas?
Yes. I have incorporated it into my body. No one will know unless they are looking for it.
Ah, clever woman you are, my lady. Do we know if your fellows still have theirs?
Hastra and Atla are away, seeking to give aid to a faraway village.
It would be just like a Quixote to divide you up.
You mean what visited me was a...
Yes.
I had heard they were just stories.
Stories are like trees, my ladies. They always start with seeds of truth and grow from there.
But those stories tell us they were banished back to their own dimension.
This is the Quixote's true dimension. They belong here.
There you are, demon. Now we are all together.
And I bring you a gift, my queen. I present you with the goblin's portion of the Lucent.
Oh, yes. Two more left.
I'm sorry I failed you, eh? That Atla was more of a handful than I thought.
But you did not fail me, my dear Guru. Your efforts to best the giantess distracted her enough for my darling little pet to steal her Lucent piece.
I did good.
Yes, yes, you did.
So you did not expect me to win? I don't know how I feel about that.
You should feel well. You did your job, you get your pay.
Gee, thanks.
And you, whelp, did you do your job?
Come on.
My lady, I am sorry. In all the commotion, I did not quite get what you needed.
You didn't get? How simple is it? You stab her with your sword, you take what I want.
She is markedly more skilled than I think we assumed. And with all the zombie combat going on, it was more difficult for me to find the right opportunity. I assure you, though, that the next time, I am sure I will—
Next time? There wasn't supposed to be a next time! You were supposed to give me the Lucent now!
Shall I tear the little green man apart?
You should. But you have other things that would be more useful, my dear Sandy. This whelp, though...
I understand you're mad, but do we need to continue the name-calling?
When I first saw you, I told you you were useless to me. You have actually managed to not live up to my estimation. You are less than I thought, and you are not even worth killing.
Oh, well, thank you for that, at least.
Run away, goblin cur! But no, I will come across you again. And I will make you cut yourself apart, piece by piece.
If you don't mind, I would just walk away quickly rather than...
I said go!
Hey! Hey! What happened? I know you could have grabbed the Lucent without the Queen knowing.
It is not something I wish to talk about.
Nahil, we are friends. We have fought side by side for years. If you have a good reason for doing this, if you can justify this, I will take your side.
Fine. I could have bested Queen Hastra. We are closely matched, but she is not my better.
Then what made you retreat?
I did not expect to learn what I did about her, my friend. I did not realize there was no way I could ever harm her, for if I did, I would consign myself to a long life of loneliness and isolation. Guru, Queen Hastra, proud warrior of the Lorenzen Plains, is my rhubarb tea.
You've been listening to Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, Part 5, a VHS box theater production written by Thomas DJ, inspired by the 1990 movie Barbarian Queen 2, The Empress Strikes Back, directed by Joe Finley. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design and music by Chris Honeywell. Performed by the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Casey Boudinot was Atla. Vanessa Van Zera was Hostra. Sarah Palmero was Demetra. Tori Wright was Medeas. Nicole Tomte was Stygia. Anna Crawford was Sandy. Tim Price was Yoden and Cavalry. David Ellis was Nahil. Desmond Reddick was Garou. Chris Tyler was Tylonius. Xena was Kasana. Chris Honeywell was Yeoman. For more information on this and other upcoming projects, please visit us at 8twtheater.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.